following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Expensive legal fees shouldn't stand between you and your New Year's resolution. If you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved ones, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. If this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. Their step-by-step process makes it simple, and you get total customer support, including attorney help if you need it. Over 2 million people have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom.com, including many of those who started companies on the Inc. 500 list. Maybe that's why they're so successful. For personal and business documents that have been accepted in courts and government agencies in all 50 states, you can trust LegalZoom. Want more savings? Enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. For a better way to do the law, go to LegalZoom.com. Attorney support provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom's not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your direction.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Good God, this should be a national holiday. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. If Mondays weren't so busy around here, obviously we'd be thinking about taking the day off. We need an 8 o'clock show like Schick. That might
prevent. No, we don't.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Lucky we made it at 11.
I told you Cruz would be good. Now, you know, the Super Bowl, folks, we'd love to hear from you. Our new poll question is going to go up here during the show. Do you think Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer? Right now, do you think he is? My answer, no. Your answer?
My answer is obviously yes.
Okay. I will preface that. What if Trent Dilfer would have won another Super Bowl? Does that make him a Hall of Famer?
Way different. Way different.
I don't think so. The defense carries this team.
30 of 40.
And Eli Manning was not the MVP yesterday. Those are just a couple things. And again, I'm not a big Giants fan, obviously. I'm just not. And so maybe that's a little bit jaded.
Who'd you want it to be?
Give it to the punter. Give it to Knicks. Knicks had the better game. I mean, if Manningham's stats... If Knicks would have made the catch that Manningham made, the problem is the MVP was named. They have to have that like by the end of the third quarter. Well, the Patriots were ahead, so you can't tell me that Eli Manning at that moment was the MVP. But, folks, just your thoughts. Overall, Madonna halftime show, the ads in the ball game, those that you can remember, the football game overall, the amazing catch made by Manningham, which brought all of us out of our seats watching that ball game to a high pitch, which was hard to do at that point in the ball game for some folks. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis with you here until the noon hour. Also, in the second half of the show, Cash Kalkowski of the Nebraska baseball team, former Islander. He's moving again, this time to first base. We'll talk to him as their first game is next week. Practice is going underway already. Obviously, he had a chance to get outside for a while things were going so well. And so we're going to talk to him in the second half of the show. Darren Erstad, his new coach. We'll see how that's going so far. But, Daddy, I had a couple thoughts. I went with him. How about you?
Well, the guys on the National really stole my thunder about 15 minutes ago, talking about Tom Brady and the people around him. You can say, okay, if you're just a football fan out there that casually watches the NFL, that's, you know, you don't know that Deion Branch is on the opposite side of Wes Welker. I don't think Deion Branch is a household name. After you've got two great tight ends, and if they continue to put up the numbers like they put up, two Hall of Fame tight ends, Now, Wes Welker's a fine receiver, but he's not what the New York Giants have. He's not Manningham. He's not Nix. He's not Cruz. All those guys are big, physical receivers. Welker's basically an elf running around with very good hands. He's a very, very tiny receiver. He's not the big physical receiver. The people around him, who's the starting running back for the New England Patriots? I don't think the casual football fan can tell you out there. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis? I mean, they don't utilize, I mean, he's not a household name. I mean, when you're picking fantasy players, oh yeah, he's a starting quarterback because he comes up on your list when you're drafting. Tom Brady's really, really good quarterback. And I think if, you know, he lost his second Super Bowl. Big whoop to me. The pieces that Tom Brady's doing it with and continuing to win 13 games a season, that's amazing to me. Because the pieces around him, other than the two great tight ends, and Welker's very, very serviceable possession receiver. But you're not gonna mix Wes Welker up anytime, you know, physically with list of top 15 receivers. One of them is much, much smaller, and that's fine. Wes Welker's a fine player. I think Tom Brady's doing amazing with the people he's got surrounding him. And if anything, yesterday's game more than solidifies him. When you name those receivers around him, Deion Branch, I mean, seriously. Those receivers that Eli Manning has to work with are really, really good. They made plays. Eli Manning, 30 of 40, 296. Great game. What a catch, though, to fit it in between that safety and that cornerback.
Brady's game was better. Brady's stats were better. Brady's game was better. I'll make that argument all day long. Brady's stats were better. Brady's game was better. With less, as you just said, with way less. So why is Eli, again, this is what happens the day after every good performance. All of a sudden, the winner is elevated where they shouldn't be elevated. And Colin Cowherd, who always takes the other side, I'm surprised today, didn't pick up on that to stir the pot with New York fan. Let's just hold on. Let's just hold on. Peyton or Eli? Peyton every day of the week. Every day of the week. And it also goes to prove that you need people around you. Then how good is Tom Brady? That brings up my Joe
Montana. That brings up
my Joe Montana comparison, which is a whole different show, which we could talk for 2 hours, and we would have yelling from a lot of the listeners I know going on this show. You're great if you got great people around you. Did Montana win a Super Bowl with the Chiefs? No. Did he win one with Roger Craig and Jerry Rice? Uh-huh. Did Steve Young? Uh-huh. Okay. It's the guys you got around you. Quarterbacks, you got to have a good quarterback. But that doesn't make you a champion. Hey, again, shoot us off your email to the Dent Bopper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
I think being a champion is being able to drop a ball in. You know, Manningham had to make the catch, but Eli had to. There was what? A literal. If you drew a circle, a 5-gallon bucket that ball had to go in with two guys closing on you, and then somehow he kept his feet in, Eli, you know, both quarterbacks played excellent. I just can't believe that today is, wait, are you starting to doubt Tom Brady and his ability? No. If anything, he solidified, you know, he elevated his status as a Hall of Famer in my mind because the pieces around him. And, you know, and that's on the coaching staff and the player personnel people. That could be an unbelievable team. Defensively, name one person other than Vince Wilfork on that defense.
Julian Edelman.
He didn't play defense. I mean, right.
And
another elf.
Prince Amukamara, he's got a ring. Danny Woodhead was close. God, that was great. He made the touchdown catch. He had a good game yesterday. I thought that they would utilize him. We talked about that. And if Gronkowski wasn't going to get the ball as much as they thought, we talked about that. But you know what? Right now, And again, you can go to a variety of things. I looked at Bovada, which is the old Bodog, early today. They didn't have next year's up. I couldn't find it anyway. But sportsbook.com has put their odds up. And there are 8 teams that are listed above the New York Giants as favorites to win the Super Bowl next year. And they are among the horde that is at 20-1 with the Niners, the Cowboys, the Jets, the Falcons, and the Lions. God, the Lions aren't at the bottom of the list. Whew, that's been a while. So sportsbook.com, there's so many other places, but I the odds are going to be different wherever you look, but I think the order is going to be the same. Packers 5-1, Saints 6-1, Patriots 7-1. Then in the next group, you've got the Steelers, Eagles, and Ravens all at 12-1. The Texans and the Chargers at 15-1. And then you get into that 20-1 group, and the teams that are all 100-1, there are six NFL teams that are listed at 100-1. Interestingly, the Washington Redskins are one of those. Cleveland, Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, and the Rams. I just told you, I guess I'd take the Redskins. Out of those six, who do you think is the most likely to have a playoff run next year? St. Louis, Minnesota, Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, Washington, Cleveland.
You know, if I'm going to pick out of those teams, I'll take the Rams. Jeff Fisher going in there, proven coach.
I think, you know what, I think any of those teams are capable. Minnesota, they seem to be in shambles, but if Peterson's back, good shape. They were just there. Tampa Bay was just there. I mean, they still got a lot of the guys that won 10 games last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Washington, everybody keeps thinking they're a season away like the Niners have been forever. Cleveland, eh. But again, last year, then they didn't turn it around. This year, maybe if they get their whole team healthy, especially at the running back position. And Jacksonville, I would think, would be the farthest away of those. Although, new coach, another year for Blaine Gabbert, I guess you never know. All I know is that Dallas is way in the back there.
20-1, huh?
Yeah.
For our little Cowboys.
So.
I think Houston Texans are really an intriguing team. To go as far as they did win a game in the playoffs, obviously, you know, without their starting quarterback, who was out for most or half the year or whatever, I think good for them. Good for Gary Kubiak.
I'm surprised we don't have any reaction today to the Super Bowl. We'd love to hear from you folks. That's why we've left the first half open, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776.
Now, have you watched the
couple other? You go ahead.
Have you watched the intentional grounding? Have you saw it this morning on the internet or anything?
I saw it. I didn't have to see it this morning.
Okay.
I still don't think it's intentional grounding. I still don't think it's a safety. And in the end, I guess it didn't make a huge impact because you take the 2 points off the board, the Giants still win the game. But it does mean that they had to score a touchdown on their last drive, is what it would have meant. I don't know what you're supposed to do. We see that all the time. I don't understand why that was intentional grounding. By the book, maybe you can make a case for that. Do you still disagree?
Well, I mean, there was no even 30 yards of it, Doug. Well, I mean, I watched it this morning again, and I thought, okay, maybe benefit of the doubt.
You throw over the middle, somebody's there.
Nobody was there.
No, it's going to zip over somebody's head.
No one. It was, no. I mean, I think it was an easy call looking back.
What if he throws it 16 rows into the stands? Do they call it grounding? No. I just thought it was a bad call. I mean, overall, it was a great game, and it had a lot of great things for two teams I really didn't care about. I wanted to see Danny Woodhead do good. That was it. And he scored. Prince Amukamara had one solo tackle in the game. So I didn't think Eli Manning was the MVP, and I didn't think that was the correct call.
Another call that was critical when Victor Cruz got stripped, whether it was a fumble, whether it wasn't a fumble, didn't matter because the Patriots got 12 guys out there. There's a whistle. Actually, the whistle had blown. Mike Pereira on the Fox Sports page today says there would have been some confusion there because it looked like forward progress. I mean, you can start arguing that, but it didn't matter in the end because the Patriots kind of bailed the officials out when they trot 12 guys out there.
That was crazy. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Fast Willie says, who is responsible for player personnel decisions in New England? Last time I checked, it was Bill Belichick. You know, he's the guy that everyone calls a genius during the draft. Doesn't look nearly as smart when he doesn't have the opponent's practice tape.
He's still on the practice tape.
Wow.
Haven't won one since, though, so I guess that's a little fuel for the fire. Their backup wide receivers are some guy named Underwood.
Well, isn't he the guy that got cut yesterday? Taquan or whatever?
Okay, maybe Ocho Cinco's third string behind Edelman. I mean,
he caught a ball, though.
He did catch a ball. Good for him.
There's another prop bet winner for you.
Good bet. Good for him. I thought, I'm looking at the Mayo guy from USC as a linebacker. I almost said OJ Mayo. He's a basketball player. Wilfork. I don't know anybody else on this defense. That just elevates Tom Brady and what an unbelievable talent he is to get the ball.
Tony, before we go to break here, and this is way off topic, but I just got an email from the Nebraska School Activities Association. Okay, they have narrowed, about 2 weeks ago, they narrowed their list. They're looking for a new executive director. That means the boss. That means the runner of all that is high school activities in the state. They narrowed it down to four people. Well, I've just received, as I'm sure all media in the state have, a press release that says the NSAA Board of Directors has announced that the following has withdrawn from consideration as a candidate: Dr. William Watson, out of Urbandale, Iowa. So that leaves us three. Oh, no, it doesn't. The following has been added to the candidates to be interviewed. And Jack Moles has some, he went to Case Kearney State, UNK. So some folks might know Jack Moles. But hey, Jack, I don't care what job this is. How do you add somebody to your interview process? He obviously didn't make the top four.
Now he is.
And now he did. What?
Somebody else drops in, we'll add another one.
Because they said they're not starting the interviews till next week. So it wasn't like they already did all the interviews and went, whoa, these guys aren't good.
They got a long list of candidates. They just move them up.
And it's not, I mean, you're looking for one. It's not like a baseball team where a guy goes, where one of the kids goes, coach, I got a summer job. I just can't play baseball. And then you bring another kid up. What?
Now the second alternate becomes the first alternate.
Dear Jack, sorry.
And it's going to be an uphill battle.
And if he gets the job, don't you look at the committee and go, huh? I'm sorry, just whatever. What'll make you feel better, folks, is that Jersey's, they offer lunch under $6 daily, and that there is something going on every night of the week at Jersey's. Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesday, happy day, which is happy hour all day long. And there's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 to 11, not to mention the free Wi-Fi, Keno, pickle cards, something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar, where the grill and the game are always on, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center. That is Jersey's. Get lunch every day for under $6. And Monday night, 45-cent wings. We'll take a break, come back with more. Could we have an Olympian on our hands? And we're going to talk about the ads. We're going to talk about Madonna, which everybody is raving about.
Commercials.
And now, my part of the halftime show. Oh, I guess they would have censored that part out. We're back after this. Cash Kalkowski will join us as well, coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Gentlemen, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and you're looking for a secret weapon. You know, a page from the back of the playbook to give you an edge? Well, this is it. A beautiful and delicious fresh fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements is sure to sweep her off her feet. And you can even dip the fruit in chocolate. Don't buy the same old flowers or box chocolate. She'll see that coming from miles away. Score huge points with delicious fruit and sumptuous chocolate starting at just $25. Order now, visit a store, call 1-877-DO-FRUIT, or go to ediblearrangements.com. Edible Arrangements, happiness is always in season.
If you own a small business, here's an easy way to get in front of millions of potential customers online. Just do what 2,000 small businesses do every day. Claim your free profile on Manta.com. Like Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx, New York. Manta's helped them get found on search engines and smartphones, and sales are up 400%. Claim your free profile now, where small business grows. Manta.com.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
We invited you to text Win Miranda to 90210, and hundreds of you did. But there could only be one winner.
I just won free Miranda Lambert tickets by texting 90210. I've never won anything in my life.
Even if you weren't the one to win the Miranda Lambert tickets, next time around, it might be you. Text HIVGI to 90210 from Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Mobile Rewards Club.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with highs up in the mid-30s. Winds out of the west will meanwhile stay from 5 to 10. For tonight, we'll see skies turn cloudy with a possibility for light snow showers late. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, it's 27.
So many things running through my head here.
Take your spikes, a defensive player for the Patriots. I recognize that.
Yeah. Back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Reggie says, if he's in the tackle box, kiss my butt on the tackle box. Pressure is being applied and he throws it 16 rows into the seats. Yes, it would be called intentional grounding. Here's what I say to you, Reggie, and all that. Honestly, do you think it was intentional grounding? I mean, you're a football fan. You're not rooting for either team. It's week 8.
No doubt.
It's the Browns and the Rams.
No doubt.
You're calling that.
Yep.
Now you're just being a
tool. You're calling it if you want to call the official, your job.
That's
you call
what makes
it.
Us great. We can disagree. But you never disagree when it comes to the great prices and the great deals at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You're bouncing around in your vehicle and it probably got stuck, or you said, I can't even go out. Doesn't happen when you've got either a new or pre-owned vehicle from Midway Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Buick, Cadillac. Either store is there for you. And thinkmidway.com. I hope you were with them for this weekend. Thinkmidway.com. They had a lot of winners, and we hope that you were a part of that. But now that the Super Bowl is over, let's get down to the important stuff. Online credit applications are available as well online at thinkmidway.com. They're there for you, and maybe you're not ready. But they understand the economy has been rough the last couple of years, and things have happened to folks that shouldn't. But Midway Auto Credit, located at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram store in Kearney, has partnered with several special lending institutions to secure millions of dollars available to lend for bad credit auto loans. So all you have to do is get on their website if you'd like to do it that way and click on the credit button. And maybe you don't need a new vehicle. Maybe you don't need a pre-owned. Maybe you just need to get yours worked on. No appointment necessary at their Mopar Express Lane and GM Quick Lube, 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday. Whew. Don't even need to make an appointment. In and out, less than 30 minutes. What do you think about the Hall of Fame?
You know, the biggest deal is who doesn't get in sometimes. Bill Parcells doesn't get in.
I think that just, I told you during the break, I think that proves how big a tool he is. Folks didn't want to vote him in.
But, I mean, you're either, that's one of those baseball deals. No, we're going to wait. Either you are or you aren't, in my mind. I mean, I in 3 years, I'll change my mind, and then he'll be good enough to go in. I'm going to have a hard time. I have a hard time with that argument as a writer and whoever has votes out there. Not good enough this year, but down the road, I think maybe something will change my mind. I mean, I think the guy's obviously done pretty good things for the game, took teams, turned them around. Now his last two stints haven't been all that great, but
an interesting
I think he's a
class,
Hall of Famer.
Though. A lot of linemen and Curtis Martin. Boy, I mean, Chris Carter doesn't get in. Tim Brown's not in.
There's two or three
names there that you go, well, but yet you want to put Eli in. We'll see. I mean, if Eli wins another one, if he continues to have a great career, I'm not against Eli Manning getting into the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying, simmer down. And this will seem just. Yeah, just because he won the game yesterday, he was a part of a team that won the game. All right? I would have thought more and more the way that we are seeing things from the young kid level all the way to the professional level, we would have learned that by now. Hey, don't forget, number one Omaha Central rolls into Kearney this afternoon. The girls game at 4:30, the boys game at 6:15. These are makeup games from Saturday's snow out. The Fort Kearney Conference will be right here on ESPN Radio. Overton taking on the defending champion Amherst girls, and then the Loomis boys, 6 and 8 at the Viero Event Center. And you know what? Again, thumbs up for the community and the folks there working it out. I'm guessing big pain in the ass for the Vero Event Center because they had to pick up the court. They had Disney on ice. Now they got to put the court back down. A lot of work. So congratulations and way to go to not only the staff at the Vero Event Center, but for the FKC sticking through it. And you'll be able to hear those games here on ESPN Radio. And I know that you may not be able to pick up the signal in Loomis tonight. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Clear as a whistle, folks, from the Vero Event Center. That's why we want to get them on for you. And on Classic Hits 98.9, the Lou Platt Finals. Kearney Catholic plays the Centura Girls at 6:15 and the Ravenna Boys at 8, a rematch of the double overtime thriller in Kearney from back in December, the second week of the season. So those are on 98.9 FM, also PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Twin Valley Finals are tonight in Kennesaw, and Shelton plays Blue Hill Girls, Kennesaw Boys. Both boys' semifinals went overtime. They did get those in on Friday when the snow was rolling in. And then Hastings College is at home tonight to take on Dort. Those games are on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Rough ones yesterday for UNK. Looked like they had a couple in close losses there, a couple of runs. The Huskers, they're done. Jorge Brian Diaz is done, according to Doc Sadler. Chronic foot pain. I can't even imagine not being able to walk just because your feet hurt so bad. And also, Heartland Athletic Conference Wrestling is today. That is in Lincoln. Grand Island will go down and win that. Kearney, a winner of the GNAC over the weekend, and three champions. Congratulations there. Another conference title for Tom McCann, who will join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show as he is stepping down after 42 years with the Bearcats at the end of this season. So there you go. Some other sporting developments for you.
Commercials yesterday.
Well, you look at USA Today, you look at some of the sites, and most of them are the same, but Doritos was the home run hitter yesterday, and it was funny. And the number one, of course, according to USA Today and their poll of fans, was where the dog, where the cat's missing, and it looks like the dog's burying just the cat's collar and license.
Chain.
And he slides the Dorito bags over to the guy working, mulching his tree. You didn't see nothing. That's good stuff. And then Slingshot Baby, which I must have missed. I mean, there's a lot of these. You look at me and go, what? I mean, maybe you remember seeing them, but there's 50 or 60 ads during the Super Bowl.
The vampire deal, I thought was one of the highest rated ones, too, and I didn't really understand that one. I'm not big into the vampire scene where the car pulls up and everybody's blowing up. I thought the one, from a personal point of view, I thought that the dog that was too fat to get through, get out of the house, so he starts working out and slims down. Then he runs down the road with he downsizes himself. So then the car, the little VW bug or whatever it was, the red bug, he was running beside it. I thought that one kind of caught my eye.
By the way, had a listener want to know if there's consolation games today. Fort Kearney, no. Lou Platt, yes. The Lou Platt consolations will be in Wood River. The championships will be tonight in St. Paul. So just to let you know about that. And I'm not sure about the Twin Valley. I didn't hear. I don't think they are, but I'm not positive on that. I have not heard. But yeah, there's some other good ones. But again, you look, it's the one thing, as a recollection, I remember it, the Clydesdales didn't hit a home run this year. The Budweiser Clydesdales usually always have a great, great ad, and not according to this. Bud Light got third with We Go the Dog, which was funny.
Where did the Coke Polar Bears? That's got to be down along. I mean, that's kind of, they just kind of bring it back every year, it seems like. It's kind of run its, I mean, it's kind of getting old, I think.
Well, there were two of them. One of them was 15th. The Pepsi one, where the Coke Zero guy is buying Pepsi Max, and he's all of a sudden the millionth customer, and Regis Philbin's there. That's a big deal. That's funny stuff.
You know, the dog race one, where
27th,
where the little pug
for your Coca-Cola Bears, okay. 31st. There's three. I think there was three Coca-Cola Bears. So
what was Mark Cuban and the little pug that won the dog race? You want a new contract?
Oh, wow. Who was that even for, Tone? Was that Skechers?
Yeah, the shoes. Skechers. Is it down that far?
One is it. There's a Skechers at 5, but I don't think that's it. I guess I don't know, Tone. I'm still looking, and I don't see it. So
that little dog, all those greyhounds are out there, and that dog comes around the outside, mows him down. And Mark Cuban's holding his prize dog. Said, you already won a new contract?
No, I think that is. Yeah, I think that is 5. Yeah, I think it's 5th.
5, okay.
5th. M&M, where they lost their shell, that was 4th. Third was the Wego, little ragtag mutt dog who they called Wego. Here we go. And he'd go get you a beer. And then the bigger the party, it was a six-pack, then a case, then a keg. you see him barrel rolling the keg into the party. And then the top two were the Doritos, Sling Baby, and then Man's Best Friend was the one where they bury the cat's collar. You didn't see nothing.
No.
Nothing. That's what you didn't see. What'd you think about Madonna? Did you really pay attention?
I wasn't, no.
I thought it was good. We were dancing.
What? I mean.
Started off with Vogue. Hell yeah.
I think that's getting a lot of, people are really happy with her performance. I think, I haven't heard one, usually there's about half the people out there that are
MIA
mad about something.
Me, well, she flipped the camera off. She used the middle finger, but so be it. I think we're almost past that, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, some of the things they advertise and talk about, if you can put Cialis and Viagra on, what's a middle finger?
Good.
I don't know. Maybe a 5-year-old realizes what that is and doesn't know.
If we got M&M's getting naked, I guess.
Yeah. What's the deal? You know, the one thing about this show that we realized a couple of times, especially coming back from the NCAA tournament, the Allegiant flight, it lands. I'm hoping a lot of people that just got back from Vegas are listening to our show today and had a real good time out there. We had some friends out there. Have you talked to any of them? Get any experience?
I have not heard about the experience, the Las Vegas experience over the Super Bowl. I'm looking forward to hearing
about it. If they were awake and could form a complete sentence, I'm sure they would call the show. But since they haven't, well, that tells you enough right there. 888. By the way, folks, our websites are down right now, so we hope to have those back up later today, so you can listen in to the games tonight, to the show, to the podcast, anytime you want. But that is a problem bigger than us. So they're working on it at the state level or the national level or whatever level it is it goes to with these computers. Mark Zavala, and then this from the Grand Island Independent, and then this story got out and about here over the wrestling community. But he's a Kearney kid. He's wrestling in Grand Island, and he's got a chance to maybe fulfill his Olympic destiny.
Okay. Do you have to, what's the first step in that?
Dante Rodriguez. Well, here's this, and again, this is out of Zavala's column. You can check it out at theindependent.com. He got a letter in the mail from the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs for a shot at making the U.S. team for the 2016 Olympics. Now, I mean, he's not won every match, and he's not won the state championships and all that, but he's so little that when you get to the Olympics, it's a whole, he's going to be little for a little while. So Rodriguez telling the Grand Island Independent that he's interested in giving it a try. He's ranked number one by the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association at 106 and has been recommended by the U.S. Olympic Committee to go out to Colorado Springs, become a resident athlete. He will head to Colorado Springs a few weeks after the state wrestling tournament to start a 90-day evaluation, which includes wrestling in international tournaments with the trainers there. At that point, Rodriguez can be a resident athlete, and then he has to decide if he wants to stay in Colorado to train further or go back to Grand Island. If he stays, he then have to transfer to a Colorado Springs high school. That's big. All of a sudden, we got Olympic wrestling athletes all over the place here in the Tri-Cities.
Good for him. That'd be like a training facility, be like Ivan Drago with all the stuff hooked up to him?
No.
That'd be different than that.
It'd be like Rocky.
It'd be like Rocky.
Lifting boulders and stuff like that.
Yeah, there you go.
So there you go. 888-455-ESPN. And when do they just cancel the Tour de France? This morning, as I'm going through all the football stuff and the basketball makeups and UNK and the Huskers and Hastings, I look at this story, so I had to print it off. Sports highest court has banned Alberto Contador for 2 years after finding the Spanish cyclist guilty of doping. Strip him of the 2010 Tour de France championship. When's the last champ that didn't dope, apparently?
Hasn't been one for a long time.
It's an incredible sport.
Well, it's
every year we get this.
That's why it's popular.
Lance Armstrong or Landis or
that's why it's popular in France because it sucks.
We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's the Herd. Our time is valuable. I know yours is. It's important to use every minute wisely. Why waste your time going to the post office, finding parking, then waiting in a line behind Gert? You don't have to. Get postage the instant you need it, right from your desk with Stamps.com. It's so convenient. Buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. Print postage for any letter or any package 24/7 when you need it. Stamps.com. Listen, you're a small business. You want to look like a big business. It's Stamps.com. It's so easy to get started, and it looks professional. I've had friends use it, and once you do, you never go back. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Only if you use my first name, Colin. Your time's valuable. My time's valuable. Don't waste it at the post office. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio mic at the top of the homepage. Type in Colin, C-O-L-I-N. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with highs up in the mid-30s. Winds out of the west will meanwhile stay from 5 to 10. For tonight, we'll see skies turn cloudy with a possibility for light snow showers late. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, it's 27.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As I was looking, always towards the bottom of the most popular ads of the Super Bowl, GoDaddy. You know why? Non-football fans are the ones that are watching these. a lot of ladies, a lot of feminine gentlemen. Again, we talked about this last week.
Sober feminine gentlemen.
It's a fact. It's a fact. If you watch the morning shows, in the morning when I'm here, it's 6:30. Well, they come on at 7, of course. And you're watching that. And they show the group. I'm the correspondent. Look at the Super Bowl party we had. And well, then you look at it. Well, yeah, it's all her girlfriends and their loser boyfriends. What do you think of that? Well, no wonder you didn't like GoDaddy.com. Duh.
That's so sexist.
Knock it.
Those are the best commercials you can't hear. Kidding me? So, anyway, sometimes I have to worry about. Reading these emails before I read them. All right, boys from Irish Ken, regarding the halftime show at the Super Bowl, in my opinion, the old hag is a vulgar piece of cow manure. Regarding Eli Manning's credentials, look at the whole body of work this year. Those who know a hell of a lot more about the game than you, and I say he carried the team on his back this year. Ken, they were 7-7, and the coach was going to lose his job. So he became a Hall of Fame quarterback when his team got healthy. Thank you for making my point for me. That is so outstanding, and Madonna rocks. See, Irish Ken, who would he want? Halftime for Irish Ken. Madonna's 53, and Irish Ken's like 82. So, I mean, you couldn't do Tom Jones. Bring in the Glenn Miller experience, you know, something like that.
Don't know that.
Halftime?
Glenn Miller experience, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know. Glenn Miller's no longer around, but the band, you know, they keep on going on. And, that'd be cool to listen to.
I wonder if Cash, if he got a kick out of the halftime show.
You know, Cash might fall into that range, too, of being young enough that he never even knew Madonna was popular ever. Cash Kulkowski joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio as the baseball season practice keeps going. Baseball first game is next weekend. And Cash, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you this morning?
Good. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. So are you a Madonna fan?
Madonna fan. I've really never listened to her, so
see?
No.
that's what I figured. What'd you think? Did the right team win yesterday?
Oh yeah, the right team did win.
Good, good. I'm glad we talked some sense into Doug here. So, Cash, overall, obviously, a change with Darren Erstad taking over as a head coach for Mike Anderson. How different overall is? I mean, baseball practice still baseball practice, but I'm assuming they do things vastly different. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, definitely naturally different. There's a lot of running, a lot of demand on the field, a lot of intensity, and just a lot of things we need to get done right away that we just do with this simple stuff that we do, and just it's go, go, go after that.
Fans out there are interested to know if you can tell the different style between Coach Anderson and Coach Erstad, or is it too early to tell?
I mean, it's a little too early to tell. I mean, he just has a different demeanor. He's really humble and quiet. I mean, he just has the looks that you know you did something wrong. instead of yelling, I mean, that's what Coach Bolt's there for, to yell at you.
Obviously, you're making a position change. People have found out about this. First base, that's something you probably haven't played a whole lot of for a long time at least.
Oh, no, never. I've never played first base. I've always been on the other side of the infield with playing shortstop, then outfield a little bit last year, so it's new to me this year.
What did Coach Darren Erstad, that's his spot, so he must have saw something that he really liked in you, and of course Darren was on the staff last year, so you guys know each other pretty well by now, but when he first approached you about going to first base, I assume he approached you, it was not vice versa, but what did he say to you?
Well, he just actually just told me that you're moving to first base, Cash, in the fall, so...
You want to play? You're going to first.
Yeah, so I had to go. I told him, I need a first baseman as well because I don't have one. So I had to borrow from Kurt Farmer on our team. So then I just started playing first.
Okay, so obviously playing first, it didn't matter. He wanted your bat in the lineup.
I guess. That's what I hear.
Well, tell me about the outfielding class then, because it wasn't like you embarrassed yourself in the outfield last year. What kind of outfielders do we have coming up this year?
We have Kel Kaiser's back in the outfield, and then we have Chad Christensen. He moved from shortstop to outfield. He'll play in the outfield. Mike Pritchard. There's a couple freshmen that are out there pretty good. Who else? I mean, we just lost Kyrie Cooper. He was a great asset, but he's just injured right now, so he can't play. And then Josh Sheppard might play a little outfield. So,
Cash, everybody's interested to hear who's impressed you pitching-wise for the Huskers.
Pitching-wise, I think the whole staff is really impressed me. They're all throwing strikes right now. Coach Phil is doing a great job with them. I mean, the whole staff is just right now perfect. I mean, they're up to key to play next week.
Cash Kulkowski is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the former Islander who went to Lincoln to pitch, then, of course, arm problems, played in the outfield, his bat successful, .299, and then was second on the team in just about every other offensive category when it came to hitting, and now he's moving to first. Cash, can we officially say that your pitching career is over, or is there still a hope in your eyes that someday you can throw the ball again?
Well, I think it's still hope in my eyes. I mean, if I can't hit anymore, I'm going to try to pitch. I mean, one last time is not going to hurt me. I mean, I'm going to try it one of these days. I mean, my arm's healthy. Everything's healthy in my arm right now. It's full strength. So maybe one of these days.
But the staff at Nebraska is not looking to ever use you again. Is that the case?
Yes, that is the case.
Okay.
Cash, Will Bolt's new on the staff. You work a lot with him. What's he brought to the team?
Really intense person, I say. With the hitting, he has a new hitting philosophy for us, so he brought that to the table. we're going to be running a lot, just bunting, hit and run. I mean, and then he works with us in the infield, so I'm pretty much around him 24/7. So I know what he's like these days.
Josh Kilkowski with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You haven't got into the Big Ten yet, so it's probably hard to answer the question, what's it like in the Big Ten? But have there been some different tips? Are there things that you have to do different? I mean, is Coach Erstad or the other coaches saying, well, guys, now that we're in the Big Ten, we got to do this better or this will be different? Has there been anything like that so far?
No, I have really no clue about any Big Ten schools. I mean, it's all new to the coaches, new to us. I mean, I bet the coach has done some research on who we're going to play, but they'll tell us probably on game day. I mean, just go out there and win at everything we do.
Well, you know, it's going to be a little bit different because you guys got to feel like you're going to dominate this baseball conference with the team you got, don't you?
I think so. I mean, but who never knows? I mean, we have to play at the ballpark every day to win.
Kasha, obviously baseball a year-round sport, so when you got done playing in Lincoln, it looks like you were in Texas, and we know it was warm in Texas this summer. How did you think things went?
I had a blast in Texas. I mean, it was hot, really hot. Like, it was 100-degree weather for like 70 days straight. But it ended short when I got hurt. I broke my thumb on a fastball inside, but I had a great host family, great time playing in Texas.
Health-wise, though, you're 100% now?
Yeah, health-wise, I'm 100% ready to go.
Now that you're at first, what's been the toughest part of learning that position, and what don't you have down yet?
Finding the bag still. Without looking at it.
They don't put a little beeper in those things, do they?
No.
Cash Kalkowski, they go to Arizona to play Gonzaga. Then it's off to Texas where they will play Corpus Christi, UNLV, and Utah. Then they get to go up to Minnesota in the Dairy Queen Classic, which, Tony, you've went to as a fan and thought that's really, really cool. They'll see West Virginia, Minnesota, New Mexico State.
Yeah, it's a fun place to watch baseball. And I think just going back there, I mean, you're kind of out there with – I mean, you're facing a team and, you know, the place is so big. You don't even notice there's like a sprinkling of fans, really. It's interesting.
And baseball is the one sport, especially if the weather's nice. It's unlike the other sports where you fly in, you play your game, you fly back, or you bus in, you turn around, you just don't spend any time there. Baseball, you're there for a series. Cash, have you guys, from a baseball standpoint, do you get to do some fun things? Or is it we play the game, we go to the hotel, we study, we play the game, we go to the hotel, we study?
Well, basically, yes, that's what it is. But maybe we have some night games in Arizona, and then I think Minnesota we have some time. But maybe we'll get to go out. I mean, new coaches, I don't know what their policies are yet, so we'll see. We'll see next week.
Do you guys talk about the facilities at all that you'll be seeing in the Big Ten when you'll be like, well, we had it pretty nice in Grand Island. This place sucks.
I've heard some rumors. There's some ballparks, just like our Legion Field, but it's a ballpark. We play there, so, I mean, it'll be fun either way.
Ball flies over the fence the same way. That's all there is to it. Well, Cash, we thank you for giving us a few minutes the day after the Super Bowl here, and we look forward to following you throughout the season. We'll catch up with you again. Have a great season, man.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care, Cash Kalkowski. Out of Grand Island, Husker, and he's going to be, has to be, one of their top offensive players this year.
I think, you know, Doug, this season gets underway. Opener for the Huskers, the date is when?
Next Friday.
Next Friday. And that's the first time anybody across the nation can play Division I baseball.
Yeah. It's all balanced now. You practice, you can start at the same time. Your competition begins at the same time so that teams in California can't play in January and get in 75 games compared to or LSU in the Dome or things like that, wherever they want to play.
Somebody come to town and they'd be 13-3 and you're like, we're 0-1.
And UNK will play at Lincoln on Wednesday, March the 7th. We'll work on that. I don't know right now. We went down and done the show there before. It's the day before Boys State basketball. I'm guessing we'll probably have the show down there again and get a chance to talk with the coaches and be part of that experience because that's always fun. It's a 1:35 game. It works out well for us. We can go from 11-1 and talk to a couple of the players and the coaches and do all that. But that's on down the road.
Looking, you know, I think everybody's excited. I think if you're a Loper fan for the baseball team, and got all the new additions, Memorial Field. Excited for that. And Lincoln, you're excited for the new challenges and new conference. I got to think that team's down there. You know, you're used to going to Texas. You're used to going to Oklahoma State and great atmospheres in college baseball. I hate to Debbie Downer the thing, but, boy, they're going to be in some, I mean.
And it's going to be cold. Folks on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, Burger King, two locations in Kearney, as well as Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Lovely croissant, which I had this morning. Here's where Nebraska gets to make luxurious trips to this year. Now, the good thing is, if the weather's good, they're home forever. They are home from March 6th until March 30th when they go to Northwestern. And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-game homestand if the weather's decent in March. An 18-game homestand.
Unheard of in college baseball.
Good job, T.O. But they go to Northwestern. They go to Ohio State. They go to Indiana. Oh, but that's a peach. They go to Michigan. And there's your road games. And the Big Ten baseball tournament, for those that are interested, it's the same weekend as the Big 12 used to be. It's right up until Memorial Day, the 23rd through the 27th, and it's hosted by Ohio State in Columbus, Ohio.
Good job, T.O. You think T.O.? He's like, oh, I think, well, let's fire the coach. That's the first thing he heard about baseball in probably 8 years.
What'd you think about Nebraska basketball?
Doug, we watched it together, and it, you know, you got the 19-11 lead, and you look back up, and it's 20-19, and then
my thought was, God, we seem to be playing well. You're right, and then you just going, Minnesota shot 54%, which was the best anybody's shot against the Huskers all season.
It's just frustrating, and I don't know. I'm sure Doc's frustrated, but they're gonna let him go, aren't they?
By the way,
we've both been
Steve
big ducks.
Sipple, they have an article up on the Journal Star website today and in the Journal Star paper about he's building his own. I mean, he's not going to leave Tom Osborne a choice if they keep getting beat at home. The problem is, again, folks, the problem is, and I guess however you want to look at it, the problem is Nebraska's basketball team isn't good enough to beat these teams. Well, why is that? Because Doc hasn't gotten the players? Good Lord, how many times can these guys get hurt? I don't know. It seems like the same old excuse, but he's not making up injuries. He's not getting not getting these kids into school. I mean, I still believe, and it's over and past now, but if Sally would have got, he was coming to Nebraska, ends up at Memphis, plays the national championship game. Those are the kind of guys you got to get. You know, Almeida's hurt, Diaz is hurt, you got nothing inside. The team never had a chance. You got your players. They don't have a chance. It's amazing they don't get beat by 30 every night by everybody. I don't know what you do in a situation like that.
The chronic feet problem where the guy can't hardly walk.
I mean, you're the manager of a local fast food restaurant. You have been for 8 years. It burns down, and you get fired because you didn't make any money this month. Huh? And that's what it seems like to me. UNK baseball starts this weekend. Hastings baseball went 2-2 over the weekend down in Oklahoma.
It's disappointing because you and I have both been Doc Sadler fans, and we're cheering for the guy. We want the guy to succeed. But I wonder if you go ask Mike Krzyzewski or you go ask Bill Self, when's the last time you've lost and give them the last 2 years? The games people missed.
Duke yesterday at home to Miami?
But, I mean, players that have missed games, injuries, like, maybe everybody's hurt. I don't know. But it seems like Doc Sadler's had to deal with it more than anybody else.
Doc needs to relax, and Jorge Bryan needs to put his feet up, too.
Well, they can do that when they get a chair or recliner from Bruce Furniture. Free delivery on any in-store merchandise. They'll have it at your house. They'll remove the old one, put the new one in this afternoon if that's what you want.
Maybe you kicked a hole in the chair when Manningham made the catch yesterday. I don't know.
You know what? I think Mike come over, put some spackle. You get to fix the drywall for you, and then move the chair over. He'll do that well. Hey, they got just the right. He will. If you want a new recliner, he'll go spackle your wall, fix that hole. Boom, it's ready. Plus, you've got an in-home trial period. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take a call.
Hello, Flo. Progressive's Name Your Price option gives me a starting point and then lets me find the best price for me.
Sounds like you know your stuff.
Thank you.
This also sounds like my coworker, Gene, who should be at work in about an hour.
Oh, how'd you know?
You can't fool Flo.
Name your price and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states for new quotes. Price match may be limited. Prices vary based on how you buy.
More high school basketball action comes your way tonight on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament are tonight right here on ESPN Radio from the Viero Events Center in Kearney, where the Amherst girls try to defend their championship against Overton at 6. Then at 8, the Overton boys take on Loomis. The Lou Platt Conference Finals are on Classic Hits 98.9 tonight. Kearney Catholic plays the Centura girls at 6:15 and the Ravenna boys at 8. You can also hear all the games on PlatteRiverPreps.com tonight.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with highs up in the mid-30s. Winds out of the west will meanwhile stay from 5 to 10. For tonight, we'll see skies turn cloudy with a possibility for light snow showers late. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, it's 27.
Give credit where credit is due. The Tri-City Storm is making progress. They split the games over the weekend, but they beat the team they needed to in Des Moines, and they slide just ahead of them in the Western Conference. So they're in sixth. You need to be in sixth to make the playoffs, but now who wants to make the playoffs and play Omaha? Let's go. Keep it going, boys.
We beat them last time. We'll probably just continue that.
Keep it going, boys. Tri-City Storm split over the weekend, 4-1 loss, and then they come back, 5-4 shootout win at Des Moines. They continue this road trip at Fargo. But as we said when we had Coach Howgie on a week ago, is that if they can keep winning or be very respectable, I mean, I don't mean win 9 out of their next 10, but once they come home and once this high school sports season is over, that is their bread and butter time. Fans will go out and watch hockey if they're winning. And there's nothing else going on, and that's just the way it is. Keep it up.
Good work, guys.
So keep it up. There you go. And give credit here. Flipping through the channels all weekend long, and you could do that Saturday when you're snowed in or actually don't want to go anywhere. Good job, Kearney Street Department, too. How come they didn't clean my street? It's 8 in the morning. Because you live in a cul-de-sac 2 miles outside of town. Zip it. That's why. Good job, Street Department. Way to kick ass. This was like the least pain in the ass, and I didn't have to do anything Saturday because everything got postponed. So I didn't have to get out at 7 in the morning and go do something. But they got to it. They got it done. Good job there. But anyway, while clicking through the channels, you see that Alan Osborne goes down and shows the big boys how to do it. UNK's 60 hurdler went down to the Division I and won it all. Won it all. He broke the school record in the prelims and at 7.97, and then went 7.86 in the 60 hurdles. College, they invent things, don't they? 60 hurdles on the indoor track season? What? What the hell's that? You never have it any other time. But it doesn't matter. He shaved nearly 0.2 seconds off his previous record from just a month ago, and he beat everybody in Division I there. His time is the second best in the nation in Division II. So congratulations to Allen and all the other athletes. Since the UNK meet got bumped, they were able to get as many down there as they would let them have. So congratulations, and the Charlie Fosters this weekend.
Creighton lost on a buzzer beater. Weird, them 4 seconds, they tie it.
God, you just hardly ever see that. Creighton actually hit the shot. I mean, they were dead. They were down 5 with 20 seconds to go. They hit 2 threes, and Northern Iowa misses a free throw. But McDermott, that had to be a rough one for him going back to the old stomping grounds.
Yeah, just pull back, and what a shot, though. I mean, that's going to be a highlight.
Creighton fan says that'll cost us a 4-5 seed. Big deal. So there you go. There you go, folks. I thought you got some medication for that.
I don't know what's going on. Still coming around. I'm getting better, though. Feel like a champ.
No, you're not. 2 weeks. Folks, if you're coming around, and you keep going around. You're not just going and stopping and going and stopping and going and stopping and going and stopping. If you keep going around, that means you've got a T&L pivot, folks. If you are tired of electronic pivot repair hassles, then go with the proven technology that works at T&L Irrigation. Hydrostatically powered design is safe and proven and eliminates the hassles, lasting value, and decades of dependability. All you have to do is talk to a person that has T&L that can tell you how great it's been for them. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven technology that works, and it saves you money, which then makes you money. Call your T&L dealer or log on to T&L Irrigation's website, TLIRR.com, today. That's what that means.
That's good. That's good.
Hey, we want to thank Cash Kalkowski for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Nebraska baseball standout as they get ready to begin their season with Gonzaga in Arizona. Yeah, you go figure it out. You think you go to Arizona, you'd play a couple of teams. But no, it's just Gonzaga. But it's next weekend. And Cash, thanks for joining us. Tom McCann is going to be among our guests tomorrow. Kearney High wrestling coach. Not only do they host districts, not only did they win conference over the weekend, but he is going to be stepping down, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. What else do you want to talk about tomorrow?
Well, I think, you know, we'll delve in a little bit. I know a lot of people have read the Tom Chattel's article. Got to spend an hour and a half with Bo Pelini. Big article in Sunday's World Herald. We'll hit on that tomorrow, among other things, here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, folks, don't forget Fort Kearney Conference Basketball at the Bureau Event Center tonight, 6 and 8, and also here on ESPN Radio, Lou Platte Conference Basketball from St. Paul, the finals on Classic Hits 98.9. The Consolations are in Wood River, and Hastings College Basketball on 1230 AM KHAS. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.